Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. We've got a really, really good show for you today. We've got some great music picked out. In fact, some might call it the best rock from all eras. And we've got our usual features, Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. So let's get right to it with the best rock on WMFO.
Yeah.
That is Jane's Addiction and Been Caught Stealing. And we heard Hollywood Nights from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band up top here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. I'll be here for the next hour. We do it every single Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. Hope you had a good weekend. It's the first full week of spring and a lot of good things happening. My eyes are a little bleary this morning from watching about 30 hours of March Madness basketball, watching my bracket dissolve before my very eyes. But it was fun, and it's a good way to kill the last 2 weeks of March. There's no better way than March Madness. You know, I'd like to take a moment, if I can, to talk about last week's Grammys. I know it's old news by now. I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week because I recorded my show before Sunday night's broadcast. And normally I wouldn't circle back, but there are some things about it that are worth mentioning and interesting in that things have happened since the broadcast. First, let me say that overall, I loved the show. I did not expect to. It didn't feature a lot of the music that I usually listen to. But the production was outstanding. The lighting, the sets, it was all amazing. And there were a ton of performances as opposed to awards and speeches, which I thought were great. Bruno Mars was so effortlessly excellent. I really loved the performance by Taylor Swift. Dua Lipa was great. And of course, there was the infamous WAP. There was also a social justice overtone to the whole show. Trevor Noah was the host. I thought he was excellent. The whole thing basically was like a breath of fresh air, I thought. But there was so much negative blowback the next day from the stodgy old guard who are stuck in the 20th century and who found fault in just about everything. And I found it very demoralizing how so many people are trying to cling to some idealized version of the past that wasn't so great for a lot of people. So to them, I just say, wake up. You know, this is the world we live in now. This is the music industry that exists today. Get with it. Harry Styles wears a dress. Deal with it. David Bowie wore a dress, remember? One of the points of contention was outrage that the In Memory of segment, Eddie Van Halen, was only featured for 15 seconds and was not somehow singled out among all the other great performers who'd passed away this past year. And yes, rock was seriously underrepresented in the show. But if you look at every music metric, music sales, streams, radio airplay, rock in 2021 does not deserve a huge seat at the music industry table. Eddie Van Halen's son Wolfgang was asked to play Eruption, that famous guitar solo, at the beginning of the show, but he declined. He said that he didn't think he could live up to his father's performance, and he's probably right. But he added that he was going to speak to the Academy about the legacy of the rock genre going forward, which I think is a constructive way to deal with the issue instead of all the grumbling that I heard. So I loved it. The Oscars are coming up in a couple of weeks, and if I was producing that broadcast, I would have called a meeting for 8 o'clock the next day and said, we have a lot of work to do. Because the Grammys set the bar for these awards show very, very high last night. So that's my take on the Grammys. Thanks for listening to that. It is time now for Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown is busy going through his massive record collection, and he gives me a good recommendation for you every single week. And let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Charity by Courtney Barnett. Courtney is a singer-songwriter based out of Australia. She's known for her gritty power trio presentation, which translates to pure rock and roll. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Of every season I'm spent off, up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town up. I'm tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, and nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
Mary Jane's Last Dance from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And we heard Phil's pick for this week, Courtney Barnett, and the song was called Charity here at WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ron LaRusso with you. Thank you for waking up with me this morning and scurrying around getting ready for work or school. The show is Rock of Ages, and it's really a celebration of a certain radio format called album-oriented rock, which developed in the late 60s and early 70s when FM radio kind of took off. And the music industry branched away from hit singles only and provided an outlet for more serious musicians who were more interested in creating albums than just singles. And it really hit its stride in the early 70s, flourished right up until the late 1990s. And because it started in the early 70s, we're now coming up on the 50th anniversary of some of the great albums of the genre, really some of the greatest albums ever. And there are a lot of things happening to commemorate these 50th anniversaries. Cat Stevens earlier this year re-recorded and re-released T for the Tillerman, his album. And in May, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Deja Vu album with a special re-release. So we might mention these 50th anniversaries from time to time. Last Friday marked the 50th anniversary of the album Aqualung by Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull, led by Ian Anderson, was an unlikely rock star band. The lead instrument was a flute, and they sounded more like the minstrels at a Renaissance fair than a rock band. But it was a reflection of the progressive rock of the times. So, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the release of the album, let's play something from Aqualung. This is Mother Goose, Jethro Tull, on Rock of Ages.
As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, I came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose as she was screaming. And a foreign student said to me, was it really true? There are elephants and lions too in Piccadilly Circus. By the bathing pond to try and catch some sun. Saw at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy. And a bearded lady said to me, if you start your raving and you're misbehaving, you'll be sorry. And the chicken fancier came to play with his long red beard and his sister's witch to drive the lorry. Green, I popped him in their house. 24 laborers were laboring and digging up their gold. I don't believe they knew that I was Long John Silver. Johnny Scarecrow make his rounds in his jet's black Mac, which he won't get back, stole it from a snowman. As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose as she was screaming. Must have been at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy.
This is Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, and you're listening to Ron LaRussa.
Pop a cap
Sublime with Centuria. And we heard Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull and a cut from the Aqualung album released 50 years ago last weekend, the song Mother Goose here on Rock of Ages. It is time for one of my favorite things to do all week, and that is think of the one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era that we will feature. Today we're going to go to the early 1980s and Tommy Two Tone. It is a band led by vocalist Tommy Heath. They released their first single in 1980, and it pretty much went nowhere. But their second single in 1982 was a phenomenon that led many people all over the country to have to change their phone numbers because of the blizzard of calls that fans made to The Number, which is the title of this song. They released another album in 1983 that was unsuccessful, and then they broke up shortly thereafter. Our one-hit wonder is Tommy Two Tone, 867-5309, Jenny from Rock of Ages.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. ocean. Nobody cares, no one remembers, and nobody cares. Yeah, you cried and you cried. He's alive, he's alive.
REM from their 2008 album called Accelerate. It was their 14th studio album. Supernatural, Super Serious. And Tommy Tutone before that, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, 867-5309-JENNY. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. We'll be going till 9 o'clock this morning. Now that we can start seriously seeing the end of the pandemic, it's so interesting to think about which of the many adaptations and changes we made for the sake of COVID are actually going to stick. Every once in a while, I look into my closet and I look at the nice clothes I used to wear to work every day, and I just shake my head. Assuming I could even fit in them, I just can't see getting up, getting dressed, and going to work. God forbid wearing a tie. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think outdoor dining is here to stay. It's always been around, but I think people really liked it, and I think some of the adaptations that certain restaurants made to kind of spill out into the sidewalks and into the parking lots, hopefully that'll stay. I think people like that. I think some of those doctor and therapist and physical therapist appointments that became virtual will probably stay. I think that works for everybody involved, too. Well, the Boston Globe has started a feature. It's called The Arts in a Changed World: How COVID Has Affected Culture. And it explores this question of, you know, what do we think is going to stay? Last week, they wrote about changes in television and which changes they think will have a long-term impact. And they laid out a couple. The first was that they say that news shows will continue to bring us anchors and commentators live from their homes. They say that Zoom created a sense of intimacy with professionals in the same way it did with our coworkers, and we'd like to see what their houses look like and what books are on their shelves, etc. So that was one prediction. Another was the end of the award shows. They were really slipping before COVID anyway, but ratings have been terrible for award shows during the pandemic. And I would have agreed with this one until I saw the Grammys, which I think is the first that figured out what an award show is supposed to look like in this environment. So jury's out on that one. They may adapt and survive yet. And the third, and one we've talked about here on the show before, the explosion of the streaming services. TV network production was stalled. All that was really new that came on over the course of the pandemic were reality shows and a lot of game shows and stuff. Movie theaters were closed. So the streaming services gained tens of millions of viewers, and there's probably no going back from that one. So it is interesting. It's an interesting question. What do you think is going to stick, and what do you think is not? We will be back with some new music right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm a fan of the group Evanescence. From the early 2000s, I really liked their big goth rock production and do like Amy Lee's voice. Well, this Friday, they're going to release The Bitter Truth. It's their first original music album since 2011. When they reached their original success, Amy Lee was very young. She was only maybe 19 or 20 years old. So she's only 37 now. So probably has a lot of good music still ahead. This is new from Evanescence. It's called Use My Voice on Rock of Ages.
Cover my ears and close my eyes. Just long enough to stop the noise. Go on, take everything and throw it away. Put up. We use my voice. Drown every truth in an ocean. Label me a bitch because I dare to draw my own line. Burn every bridge and build a wall in my way. But I will use my voice. You're gonna take what I got.
bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the stream in our old familiar place, you and I face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time. You remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
bottle of red, bottle of white, whatever kind of mood you're in tonight. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
Billy Joel from The Stranger, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. That song has ruined me for weddings. Now every time I go to a wedding and I see a couple of kids in their mid to late 20s holding hands and running off into their future, all I can think of is, and there we go waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye. Or Long Island style, Brenda and Eddie. And before that, we heard new music from Evanescence. The album is coming out Friday. It's called The Bitter Truth. And the song we heard was Use My Voice here on Rock of Ages. We're coming to the end of the show. As we pass the one-year mark of the pandemic, we're also getting our first chance to make up for the things we had to cancel last year and try to do a little bit better. For example, a lot of colleges are circling back with the class of 2020 whose graduations were canceled and including them in their plans for 2021. Well, last year, somebody I know had a very special birthday on this day. It was one of the biggies, and it went virtually uncelebrated. So today is her birthday again. We're going to try to do a little better this year. So here's my birthday promise. A good life. Or certainly a better life than last year. On Rock of Ages.
Feel good about.
Oh, this has gotta be good.
got this to complain about.
Well, that's the end of our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. This is Ron LaRussa. Have a great week. We've got some beautiful weather coming our way here in New England. So do have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and I will see you on the other side next week at 8 o'clock. Take care.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. This is